The Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3. The Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang.
Well, not exactly Ryan Hwang, but it's Elliot Danka and Glenn Van Zutphen. UOB, the second local bank this week to announce its first quarter numbers. This morning, it posted net earnings of 1.05 billion Sing dollars for the first quarter of this year.
This is up 15% from the previous quarter and up 8% year on year. What seems interesting is that while loans grew, it saw a drop in net interest margins of 5 basis points to 1.79%. In contrast, DBS reported a 5 basis point rise on Monday. To help us break down the numbers, Margaret Yang, analyst, CMC Markets.
Good morning, Margaret.
Hi, good morning, both.
Good to speak to you again. Before we get into the details, could you give us a quick overview of UOB's results? I mean, were they enough to impress you? How do they align with your expectations?
Well, in your earlier descriptions, you have already highlighted the key takeaways of UOB earning, which is a drop of the net interest margin by 5 bps. I think this is going to be a big disappointment for many investors, although the overall growth of loan 12% is more than enough to offset this NIM decrease. And in an earning per share basis, the EPS for the quarter is at 63 Singapore cents, which is actually higher than the consensus forecast of 58.7 cents, according to the Bloomberg consensus. So I would say that overall, it's still satisfactory, but details are a little bit disappointing. And also because we are facing this decreasing maybe rate cuts and stable interest rates going forward, there's less cushion for UOB to further decrease its interest rates in order to attract more loans.
Margaret, Glenn here in the studio. DBS numbers on Monday showed, as you mentioned, some traction in loans. That appears to be the case as well for UOB. Walk us through the numbers, and is this growth sustainable for both?
Yeah, well, we have seen that both DBS and UOB saw their net interest income moderating on Q basis. So for UOB, the net interest margin income actually decreased 1% to 1.587 billion in the first quarter of 19. I think that the lower interest rate expectation and the slower growth across the regions is already having a bad impact on all the banks' interest income. But on the other hand, we saw that non-interest income and trading activities and fees income are recovering from the fourth quarter because the market sentiment was really bad in the last quarter, but now is improving at the beginning of this year.
Margaret Yang, analyst at CMC Markets, on the line with us on the bigger picture. Margaret, just dive a little bit more into the net interest margins, right? UOB, of course, reporting that drop of 5 basis points versus DBS, which is reporting a rise of 5 basis points. Could you give a little bit more context? Why do you think they are going in different directions?
Well, I don't exactly know why, but looking at the trend for the last 5 quarters, UOB's net interest margin has been consistently decreasing from 1.84% in first quarter of 18 all the way down to 1.79% seen in this quarter. So it has been trending down. Whereas for DBS, its net interest margin has been gradually increasing for the last 4 quarters from 2% to 2.15%. I think for DBS, the trend of NIM is very healthy. They're able to maintain a good increase in loan portfolio growth as well as higher margins. So that's why they are outperforming the rest two lenders. Whereas for UOB, a decreasing net interest margin in a rising interest rate environment doesn't look very good, although it could be part of their strategy to attract more loans and to gain market share with more favorable loan prices. But going forward, what can they do if the interest rate is decreasing, is going to decrease in the next 1 or 2 years? That will be a squeeze in their margin, I think.
Interesting to see how it plays out.
Getting the analysis from Margaret Yang at CMC Markets. Margaret, what do you expect will be the headwinds and tailwinds for UOB and the rest of the sector as we look forward?
The overall economic growth has slowed down in the fourth quarter and the first quarter of this year. But going forward, I would say that some early indicators from the macro fundamentals are showing that global economy could bottom out in the third or fourth quarter of this year. So going forward, I think this will help to cushion the bank's overall performances and asset quality, but the headwind will be interest rate environment, because the Federal Reserve has made a big swing in their monetary policy recently. And going forward, we might not see any interest rate hikes for the next 3 or 4 quarters. Instead, if the economy goes down, there could be rate cuts, and then the bank's net interest margin will be squeezed.
Margaret, final question before we let you go. With the current pricing for banks right now, do you feel if it's an attractive opportunity for investors? Any opinion?
Well, now the three banks are all trading within a very tight range of about 11 to 12 times price-to-earning ratio, whereas the dividend yield has been differentiated. So UOB at the current price is giving 3.6% dividend, trailing one. Whereas for DBS, I think because it doubled its dividend last year, so its yield is now at 4.3%, I think. So instead of looking at the price-to-earning ratio, if we look at the dividend yield, I think DBS is slightly more attractive.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time this morning. Margaret Yang, analyst at CMC Markets. Margaret, have a great weekend ahead, yeah?
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.